is concerned.
How about from other angles? Were there any other dangers accruing from not getting in at an earlier date?
Well, necessarily, England and the other countries are depending a great deal on production in the United States and Canada. And whatever the United States now demands, naturally, will be diverted, from material and equipment that they intend to supply to these other countries.
I see. How about you? Would you, how do you feel about this?
Well, I would just like to express my opinion the same way a thousand of others have done. Even as a kid, when you go to fight, you usually tell the other, your opponent, isn't that right?
That's right.
Well, I think a person would be a leader, especially a country that would not give warning, would have to be very low and very cheap. I think a lot of them will agree, and that's not an original opinion, that's just...
Well, that certainly is what a lot of people feel. So how old are you, actually?
27.
Are you eligible for this draft? Are you working for the government?
Well, I have a deferred classification. I'm a printer at Navy Department now.
I see. How do you feel now that the war has begun? How do you feel it's going to go?
Well, I don't see a reason why the United States can't win.
Do you expect the other countries to join in? There seems to be a rumor in tonight's paper that the other countries are, that Germany and Italy have joined with Japan. How do you think that will affect the whole issue?
No, that probably will no doubt have some effect. I'm not informed well enough to say yes or no, but just offhand, I don't think Italy can offer much help. Some, of course.
How about the other people where you work? What was their reaction? What did they say?
Much the same as mine. Just about the same as I would express there. They're all different angles, but boiled down, it meant practically the same thing.
Did they feel that it was good that the uncertainty was over, or were they worried about it?
No one seemed to be worried. They all seemed to be glad. And after checking the news flashes on the Navy bulletin board, they kept waiting and was anxiously waiting for war to be declared. It seemed to be the general impression that I got.
Is there anybody else that would say a word for us? Won't you, come on, how did you feel when you first heard the news of the war?
Well, I couldn't say anything. I didn't know what to say or think. I didn't think it was coming on so soon, but I guess we all had a feeling it would be on.
And how do you feel now that it has begun? How do you feel it's going to go?
Well, I hope that everything can be settled within a short time.
Do you think it is going to be a short war?
I think so. I hope so.
And what do you mean by short, that we'll knock Japan out, or that...
Well, I hope we beat the hell out of them.
Now you're fighting.
How about the, if Japan and, or if Italy and Germany join, there's some rumor in the paper tonight that they have joined.
I think that our Air Force is strong enough to beat them all. I hope it is.
Well, let's all hope. How about you? Will you give us a word? How old are you?
I'm 19.
What's your name? How do you feel about this thing as a coming generation?
Well, I'll tell you, I didn't want us to go to war. I mean, like everyone else, would like to keep out of it. But now that we're in there, I hope we go to work on them and really give them something that they'd be sorry for. I really think that they were kind of forced in it by Germany. I mean, part of a prearranged plan, sort of, that too many supplies were going to England and was hurting Germany, and we're beginning to feel it, Russia, England, Canada, and all the supplies piling up on them. Try to divert some of them, like that other gentleman said.
Do you have any friends who are drafted in the Army?
Well, yeah, I have a friend who was drafted in the Army and just was released 4 days ago. Course of his father's illness, and he has to go back.
Did they call all the men back right away?
Well, as many as I know, my cousin's flying for the Naval Air Force. And he had a furlough, and they called him back. He was on 24-hour recall, and it seems it struck everyone pretty sudden. I mean, they never expected anything, none of my friends. A lot of them don't approve of it, want to keep out of it. But the majority of them want to go to war.
The majority of do want to go.
Majority of my friends, before the war, it's funny, before the war, some of them were arguing we shouldn't go to war, different people trying to get us into the war. And as soon as war was declared, they came around with another story about we should have gone to war before this. And
You found they changed right overnight.
Kind of fickle, sort of like the public is. Change their mind very often.
Yes. Would you like to?
I'd like to disagree on that a little. I've been in the National Guard and was one of the first regiments that were drafted. I feel that most of the men are right into this. They just slid into it, sort of. I feel that they are prepared for it.
You feel they're prepared, but do you feel that the opinion changed very much, as Hutt said, after Japan had declared war?
I don't... the opinion might have changed to the extent that it helped them better, helped them out more. I think they're more willing to fight now than they have been.
And how is the feeling?
I think they're well... I think the men that I have seen are well trained.
They're well trained.
Very well trained, yes. And this outfit that I'm talking about consists of about 1,200 men.
Mm-hmm. And how do they feel about the war itself? I mean, have you seen them since many of the fellows since the declaration?
I haven't, no. But this was quite a while back. And even at that time, they felt that they were prepared to fight.
They were
and
ready.
And would fight, yes.
It called on.
Yes.
How was the morale?
Very, very good. Very good.
I have quite a few friends who have been drafted, and it seems that the morale was sort of low at certain periods, and they didn't want to fight, and they felt that they were being inveigled into something, and that they were sorry they were in it. And I also read a piece in the paper about that, and it said that once we have something to fight for, and people don't believe that it's just preparedness without having any goal in mind, well, they'll settle down and get right to work.
Perhaps that's so if they're boys or men that haven't had any training at all, but these men I'm talking about have had a little training before.
Before this recent...
Well, before this... yes, before this draft business.
Well, I had in mind...
Most national men have had some sort of training, and we have had... quite a few men that were drafted without any training at all and who had the same morale as the rest of the men that had training before. In fact, the National Guard had been originally something like 50 men to a battery, and when we went away, they were about 120. So that brings the average 20 more than the original amount.
How about you? You seem to be... have something there in your mind, do you?
I don't know what the problem is.
Well, we're just discussing how people feel about the war now that the emergency is declared, what the people are saying, how you yourself feel about it.
Well, I think it's a wonderful thing because I'm behind Mr. Roosevelt 100%.
And how do you? How are your friends? Are they...
They all seem to be of the opinion that it's a war that's brought about by Germany through the intercession of Japan. We seem to think that we'll fight out to the end and win.
Meant by that, do you mean that Germany pushed Japan?
Yes, we feel that Germany's behind this push because it certainly is a suicide fleet that's over in the Philippines and Manila at the present time.
Feel it's a suicide fleet?
That's right. That must be because they certainly can't hope to stand off the United States Navy.
How many people, I've wondered about that, how many people generally feel that Germany is behind Japan? Do most people feel that?
Most of my friends feel that because they seem to think that Japan certainly is in no position to try to overcome the armed forces of the United States.
How about you other people? Do you think that Germany is putting any pressure on Japan? How many think that?
Yeah.
Everybody does.
A lot of friends do. Plenty of pressure.
What's that? Would you?
Plenty of pressure. I think the Japs alone would have bluffed, and were bluffing. I think they were forced into it by Mr. Hitler.
What sort of pressure did he put on them specifically? Do you think that he told them to fight or else he'd desert them or what?
Well, they're designated as one of the Axis allies, and they haven't done anything. And Hitler probably told them to get into it under his instructions, or he'd probably wield an axe against the Japs in one way or another, economically perhaps, or perhaps physically. He's got his hands full with Russia, but I think he wouldn't mind making it pretty rough on Japan. That's my opinion.
That's well said. Is there anybody else who's like to be in the archive in the library with a comment? How about you, sir? You have anything to say?
I have nothing to say.
How about you?
Say something.
Are we going to win this, or?
Yes, I think
we are. How about that, the opinion on that? Are we going to win this war?
Definitely. Well, if I may say something else, I think that Hitler, that one of the plans was to divert our attention to Germany and also the supplies. But I think that's going to backfire on him, because after we knock off Japan, we'll be right in trim for Germany.
Has the feeling of the people changed a lot? Have you noticed the people you meet on the street?
Yes, they have.
Yes,
they
have.
Those that were against war,
they're for it.
Are now for it. The isolationists, the everyday isolation has changed to an everyday defeatist of Hitler, defeatist of Nazism, or any ism outside of Americanism.
I think that the people feel that this has more or less been brought to us now. I mean, we didn't go over there after it. They came to us. Now we've got to see it through. Yeah. I don't know so much. Of course, very possible that Hitler has something to do with it. But on the other hand, it might be that the military regime in Japan, not wanting to lose their power and prestige and so forth, have gone ahead, fearing that the emperor might step in and call her hand.
All right, sir. Thank you very much. Thank you all. All right, Jerry. I think that's all we have. 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 Have.